Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LaRue.
Today is Thursday, March 31st.
Episode 345.
2011. I forgot that part. Sorry.
Bad.
So, before we start on the list, I have something to say.
How do you feel about the list? Are you digging
I like
it?
The list.
Yeah?
The list is pretty good.
Cool.
So,
let us
I'm
know
thinking
how it sounds,
what
if
we
this,
could do.
If this list idea is good and it makes our show sound good.
I was thinking what we could do is we could do an Evernote just for Foul Monkeys so both of us can log in and
ooh,
add stuff to it.
That'd be kind of cool.
Put it on the list for show notes or
list.
Whatever.
List. I'm going to write it down here.
So a couple of people said that the new intro is a little long and they don't
Fuck
really
you.
Care for it.
I'm kidding.
So I was thinking maybe we could have like a contest. We know we already have the drawing of James going on.
Yeah, where
which
where
no
are the
one
submissions?
I haven't seen.
Where are these
submissions?
Damn submissions? If so, you guys want to see me, you got to draw me first.
Right. So I was thinking that a person or a collaboration of people could come together and make a new intro for Foul Monkeys, and I would say that if we like it and we get some entries, then we could either play them and have people vote on them, or we could just vote on the one that we like and we'll
or
keep
we could
it
put
as
them on the website too.
Yeah, we could do that.
That way it's not like, because you're going to be playing like 5-30 second snippets.
Right.
So, okay, we need to then set restrictions.
This is on a whim.
Yeah. So we need to set restrictions like,
yeah, no longer than 20 seconds.
Okay.
No, or no shorter than 20 seconds, no longer than 30.
20 to 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What does it have to include?
It can include anything they want to.
Okay.
It could be just music. It could be sound clippets from our shows. Just as long as it doesn't have like actual recorded music in it by an artist.
Right.
That's fine. And if we choose yours, first place, we'll play it, let's say, first place, we'll keep it for 6 months. And we'll use it for 6 months.
I was going to say first place gets to know who I am.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Hmm. That's pretty good.
Hmm. You like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, do they actually get to know who you are and see who you are?
Maybe.
Well, okay. And they could also, all right, if they get to know who you are, then we'll play their,
yeah,
we'll play theirs for their intro. We'll keep that intro for 6 months. What? Did it stop?
No, I forgot to unclick the triangles.
Oh, it's fine. It'll be okay.
Cool.
I think. If not, we'll see. Second place.
Yeah, we just have to re-record that first 3 minutes.
Second place, we will play. We'll keep your intro, and second and third place, we'll alternate your intros after the 6 months. How about that?
For another 6 months.
Three, because they're second and third.
Because you're losers.
Right.
I still love you.
Just ask Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
If you're not first, you're last.
I haven't seen that movie.
What? I have it right here in that box. You'll have to take it and watch it.
There's that. There's also Hot Rod that I need to watch,
That's
too.
A good one. Have you seen Blades of Glory?
Thanks, boom. I saw that in theater.
Me too. I loved it. I
so
laughed
good.
Myself.
So good.
So yeah, that's our little contest. So we'll need to make sure to put that on the Evernote so that we remind people. And we say you have to have it in by April 30th.
Yeah, let's have it by the end of the month.
Yeah.
By April 30th.
Or maybe we could do it. We will use their intro when we introduce the new website too.
Ooh, that'd be cool too. Something to think about.
Yes. So either way, you'll get your intro played for 6 months. We just don't know when it starts, but you please have it in by April 30th.
Since you guys don't like ours.
Right. And that just, you know, and that we made that really quick. That was what, 30, 40 minutes?
Yeah, if that. We're like, okay.
Because we're kind of slack, and we were like, kept promising to do it.
We need to sit down and record a show.
Right. So, yeah, there's that little contest that we have going on, and that was just made up by me just right now. So
now, me.
Me. Ricky.
Ricky Bobby.
So, what's on the list?
Phone calls.
Oh, we want to do that now?
Should we?
Let's wait a little bit into it.
God damn it. Okay. Do you want to talk about
Thursday?
Thursday night?
Well, our Thursday night. Because it's really our Thursday night until a certain time.
And then became my Friday morning of, oh my God, is Ricky alive?
So Thursday after we recorded, Bill, James, myself, and I went to this restaurant called Garcia's, which is, should I say where we went? Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. Which is excellent. Excellent.
Really good.
Maybe I'll go there tonight and eat. Kevin, you want to go there tonight and eat? Or are you going there tonight and eat?
Are we? No.
Oh, you're not? Okay. No.
I thought you were asking Kevin if he was not with you.
No, that's what I'm saying. Are you going there tonight with Bill and your guests?
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to be in downtown.
Oh, you eating somewhere fancy?
Downtown. Yeah, I'm going to pretty much dress like this, though.
Oh. You'll feel real comfortable. Rags.
Yeah.
What's it called? Can you say?
What?
Where you're going?
I have no idea where we're
going. Oh, you're just going downtown somewhere?
It's all by ear. I just know that's going to be downtown.
Oh, okay. So we get there, and Bill is really known at this place. Like, the bartender's like best bud. I'll have to
say, this is Foursquare is mayor of it.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the bartender, oh my God. I thought I was going to like claw myself through the wall.
I always forget what his name is.
So cute.
But they
we'll call him Pedro.
He's better than Pedro.
Jose?
No. I don't know. But they call him the Black Knight.
But he's not black. He's Spanish or Latino.
He's Latino.
He has solid black hair, and he's fucking cute as hell.
He looks kind of muscular.
Too. Mm-hmm. If he took the... I don't even want to think about it. Really cute. Wow, speaks Spanish. It's just like... Bam. It's like right there. I wish. So anyway, we order our food, and... We start drinking some sangria. They have really good sangria.
Girl, do they?
So it's three of us, and we put down a pitcher like really quick. I was drinking
real quick. It was real quick.
It tasted like Kool-Aid.
It was like Kool-Aid, which was invented in Nebraska.
Really? Is that going to be a thing every time we have a show, we have to talk about Nebraska?
That's every day I have to talk about Nebraska.
But we didn't do that in the last episode.
Well, then I'm going to make it up in this episode.
Oh, bam, twice.
Bam!
You will, because there's something on here about Nebraska and on the list.
There is.
Bam, bitch.
Bam. I'm a drag queen. Bam! Kevin knows what I'm talking about.
So we drink that pitcher.
And then he fills it up with nothing but sangria.
No ice,
nothing.
No fruit. Did he put fruit in that cute?
In that cute. Cute puppy.
Oh.
Ricky's desktop turned into a puppy.
So, and then we decide we're going to drink that too.
Yeah, we're like.
And so then.
Pretty much, we left with 2.5 pitchers under our belts.
And a shot that tasted like Christmas candy.
Like the hard ribbon.
The hard ribbon candy. It was kind of good. It was real good. And the food was real good, too.
Heck yeah.
I like that word, GERD.
GERD.
So we went to Big Chick's, where James and I continued to drink, and also Bill, but he was not drinking what we were having.
What was he having?
Something in Coke. Maker's Mark or something?
Something like that.
I don't know.
But Ricky and I are poor, and we just went and got a pitcher.
We got a pitcher of Blue Moon and
a shit ton of oranges.
Yeah. And we kind of drank three.
We probably drank three pitchers within an hour.
Yeah. I would say at least 2 hours.
It's probably 2 hours.
Because you guys left at like 12, right? Somewhere around there.
Around midnight.
So, and I probably drank a lot. Probably that last pitcher that we had, I probably drank most of that myself. Because I don't even think it was halfway done when you guys left, was it?
It was probably halfway done.
Oh, then I must have had more to drink after that then.
I think
somebody bought me
a
drink. Somebody bought me a...
probably did. With the way your voicemail was.
So what happened was...
So I'll just put it this way. Basically, I went home. I fell asleep. My phone shut off because it died and I forgot to plug it in. And so the next morning, I put it back in and I got this message. Well, to backtrack, this is what happened to Ricky that night.
You can just tell him. Oh,
well, what happened.
I left the bar and it wasn't necessarily closing time because the buses were still running.
And they weren't pushing you out the damn door.
And they weren't pushing me out the door. No. I'm trying to think. Did they turn the lights on or not?
What?
No, there were still people there. No, it was time, you know. So I checked the Google Maps, and they're like, oh, take the bus. And I've never really taken the bus from Big Chicks before. I'd always taken the train, you know, to wherever, you know, downtown and then to Damon. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to keep talking to this cute boy, and I'm just going to ride the bus with him because he was riding the same bus as me.
Did you get a name for him?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can use his real name, but we'll just call him, I don't know, Miguel.
Miguel. Was he really a Latino Miguel? Does he look Latino?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what am I writing here?
His name.
His real name?
Yeah. I just want to know if I know him.
You were there. Bill introduced me to him.
Oh, him? Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
So we get on the bus and then my stop is first and he's like, okay, you just need to get off the bus and cross the street. I'm like, oh, okay. So I see the next bus coming and I'm like, oh, okay. So I get off the bus.
You went to bus to get home?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it wasn't on where the train is, not that street. We walked over to the next street over, which I don't know what that is.
Lawrence.
Yes. On the Lawrence bus. Is that 55?
That's where Bill got face raped by that homeless person on their beard.
Your beard.
You have such a good beard. What are you doing in this neighborhood? You shouldn't be here.
So I get off the bus and I cross the street and I get on the next bus. But the problem is I didn't cross the right street. So I did not get on the right bus. So I was completely going the opposite way. And my bladder was full and I was about to piss all over myself. So once I realized I wasn't going the right way, I went up to the bus driver and I was like, am I going towards 79th? And he's like, no. I was like, okay, well, I need to get off at the next stop. So I get off across the street and there's a 7-Eleven. And I had to pee so bad that I could not hold anymore. And actually a little bit came out into my underwear.
Ew.
I pulled it out and pissed right there on the trash can, right on the corner of the street, looking at my phone like this. Like, oh, I'm just looking at my phone. I'm peeing. So that is when I started to like, you know, like, yeah. I didn't know what to do. So I did get on that bus that came. But then when I called you is when I got off the bus and I hadn't.
No idea.
I was supposed to get off at this street that's up here, this main section, but they dropped me off somewhere else. And that's when I called you. I was like,
Here, I'll this is what happened. I wake
up. Too bad you don't have it recorded. We could just.
I know. So this is what happened. I wake up and then this is what was really weird with my phone. I woke up that morning and they're like, oh, you forgot to put in your voicemail pin. And I'm like, fuck this. And so I exit out of it and all this kind of stuff. And then it said that there's like a one above the phone and I go into it and it said you had a missed call. And I'm like, oh, Ricky called me last night at 2:45 in the morning. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, he didn't leave a message, so I think he'll be fine. And then I go into a text message and I text you and I'm like, hey, I saw you call. Everything okay? And then I figured out, and then I go back to my voicemail thing and because I went to go in there to see if there was anything. And turns out my voicemail pin, I guess, got forgotten, and I had to plug it back in, and I plugged it back in, and there was a voicemail. Mm-hmm. And it's Ricky, and this is what he sounded like. He's like, oh, I'm lost. I need you to call me back and help me. I don't know where I am. I took the wrong bus. And I just don't know. I need you to call me. Bye. And then this is me. Oh my God, is he dead? By this time, he hadn't responded. And so not only am I texting you, I'm trying to call you. Uh-huh. I called and texted Lauren, and I'm like, have you seen Ricky? Is he alive? Was he in bed when you left and blah, blah? And then finally you responded, and she responded. She's like, yeah, he's fine. And then Lauren and I were both agreeing, that bitch needs to learn how to take a damn taxi.
Lauren told me when I told her what happened, she goes, uh-uh. She goes, no. I don't care where you are. 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you need to take a taxi. I swear to God, I'll fucking pay for that shit if you don't take one.
Right.
Or if you take one. Because this is my theory. I'm paying almost $100 a month to ride a bus and the trains. Whatever. I feel that cab rides should be included with that. At least $50 worth. Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, talk to Chicago about that.
So I don't mind taking a cab from the Blue Line here. That's only $3.50. It's kind of worth it to me. I am not paying $25 to come from wherever I was to come here.
No. Hey, chicks.
I'd rather be raped and murdered. Have the chance.
I just need to get lucky.
So yeah, I woke up and I had a severe hangover.
He was not good that day.
It was bad.
I wasn't feeling too
good. I was not feeling good. And then that's when we went to the movies. And
yeah, that Friday.
Because I didn't eat all day and I was kind of spacey. And
oh, we're going to make it to the movie. How long is the wait?
I need a cinema seat.
So that was Thursday to Friday.
Yeah.
And then we talked to you about Friday last episode. And now Saturday.
We're at a late 80s, early 90s party. And a lot of these people were dressed up. And a lot of them had some good outfits on. Mm-hmm. Like the girl with the 80s prom dress. Loved it.
I love your shoulders. They're nice and poofy.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if she got that reference or not. But and we drank there.
There was dance-offs.
There were dance-offs.
There's
the kid and play.
Yeah.
There was the running man.
Yep.
What else was there?
Let's get physical.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
There was food, like 80s food, like bagel bites and pizza rolls. And
but it was cold, so it kind of made my stomach didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
It did not go well with our Malibu.
Right. No, it did not. Miraculously disappeared, like, in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Happened. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Rude. Get your hands off my alcohol.
And then that's when I think I was starting to feel sick that day.
Yeah.
I was not feeling too good. Yeah. I was like, I sounded weird.
Yeah.
Which is probably why no one talked to me, because they thought I was dying. Sad.
Yeah.
And then Sunday.
Sunday was Bill's birthday.
Bill's birthday. So we went to Sidetrack to do show tunes, which is the first time I was there. Kevin was there, too. And it was the first time that I'd ever been there, and it was pretty much awesome.
So
I liked it. And I drank there, too. Like, I drank, like, 5 days in a row, and I was tired of that.
No good.
It was no good.
No good.
And are we going to Big Chicks tonight, Kevin?
If he gets a phone call.
I think you should be calling them. By this point, I'm just saying
that's rude.
Sunday we did the birthday, and then I was out till 1. When did we leave, Kevin? 12:31 on Sunday. Yeah. And we went to the Pick Me Up Cafe, which I have to say I really like this place, because as Bill told me every time I talk about it, they have the Schoolhouse Ranch.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we've talked about on here.
No.
Okay.
I was really disappointed when we went to the Daily and they had the buttermilk.
Oh, me too. I was disgusted. Mm-hmm. So I have this thing of rating restaurants.
Excuse me? Raping restaurants.
Rating restaurants based on their ranch. And if they have buttermilk ranch and that's all they have, it's fucking disgusting. I don't like it. But there are certain times you go to a restaurant and they will have this ranch that tastes exactly like the school ranch when I was in, like, elementary school, middle school, and high school. This ranch is the shit. And it usually just involves powder and water.
As most good shit does.
Right. So,
like Kool-Aid.
Cool. Which was invented in Nebraska.
If you did not know.
Yes.
If your ears were plugged in the beginning of the show, it was invented in Nebraska.
Oh, that guy's kind of cute over there walking.
He's all business.
He's in a business suit. I love a good business suit.
Rip that suit off. Mm-hmm.
Or keep it on and just, never mind. So, this ranch dressing is the shit. So we went there and ate, and they have good fries. And this is the second time I had the, what is it? Barbecue seitan sandwich. And it's really good. It's like fake meat, but good.
Nice.
Or we could go to the Chicago Diner. Whatever. So this ranch dressing is really good, and that's why we went there, because that's pretty much, I want to just drink it.
I want to pour it over my body and just let people lick it off.
Then, like, Kevin and I were on the train.
I love how you just ignored that. I'm going to move past that.
Kevin and I were on the train, and I swear I was so tired that I was starting to fall asleep on the train, and I was, like, becoming lethargic. Like, I could not move. I was like... And I was sick, and I didn't feel good, and I was just like, oh, God, help me. So, and then I came home and rested, and then I felt better, but today I'm feeling more congested than I have been the past couple of days. So, yeah, that's our weekend.
Yay, party.
What'd you do on Sunday?
I was there. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Really, oh, yeah, you're in a pissy mood.
Fucking work.
You were so pissy.
I was pissed. You're like,
don't look at me.
Don't even talk to me. Like
poor that. Bill.
No.
It was his birthday.
I did snap at Bill.
Don't you be talking to me like that.
Mm-mm. What'd I do?
It's my birthday.
I don't know what I did. You know what you did. I felt bad.
You shouldn't have to ask. You know what you did. All right, so that's good. We want to play the phone call?
Yeah, let's do the
phone call. Oh, we don't have a phone call song yet, but maybe I can play the old one. I can't remember what it sounds like.
Do, 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 do. So while you're finding that. So I was reading The Red Eye, and there's an excerpt there about this guy going to Paris and whatnot. And I guess there's, I don't know what it is with foreign countries in Nebraska. I have no fucking idea. But I told you guys this on Sunday as well. Canada, you know how we like to say, oh, yeah, we parked our car in BFE?
Uh-huh.
Canada likes to be like, oh, yeah, we parked our car in Nebraska. Rude.
Like, well, why Nebraska?
I don't know, because I don't think anybody knows where Nebraska is.
I know.
Not even a lot of Americans know where Nebraska is.
I know it's in the Midwest, and I know it's like a square state, kind of.
No, not really.
It looks like a train.
Choo-choo.
Like, yeah, it kind of looks like an engine.
A little bit.
I know that.
There you go.
And it's above, you know, New Mexico or somewhere?
No.
Montana?
No,
Montana's above. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
It's along the Mississippi, right?
Maybe.
Oklahoma? Above Oklahoma?
No, not quite. Close. Closer than New Mexico. Ricky needs to learn his geography.
Above Missouri?
Closer. We're like right there.
Those other states.
We're above Kansas. Whatever.
Yeah, that's it. That state. That's
one.
A square state, right? In the square?
It's squarer than us.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Nebraska.
So is that. But then the guy in that went to Paris, I guess they wear shirts there that says, Nebraska loves me. Like, it's so weird. So strange.
Maybe because they think you're all freaks there.
You're
like
a freak.
When they think of, like, freaky Americans, they think of Nebraska. Because all you do is talk about Nebraska.
Just because we have a city named Kearney that we're Kearneys.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see if this is what it's supposed to be.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys.
By the way,
leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Do you want to replay it since we've been talking over it?
No, they don't care. All right, so
that's
we got a phone call from Drummer Sticks. You know, he's my straight West Coast boyfriend and will always be until he either actually becomes my boyfriend in Chicago, which probably won't happen because he's married, or if he gets divorced and suddenly decides, oh, I need Ricky in my life, so I'm going to move to Chicago.
Oh, I need a cock.
Right. Which would be amazing.
Which, by the way, Drummer Sticks is awesome. It is.
So, here we go. Here's the phone call.
Hey guys, it's Drummer Sticks. I am currently at work right now. Talked to Ricky about leaving a message, even though I'm still upset with him last show, and he knows what I'm talking about. But I love the new show. I love Leroy. I can't wait to hear more, and hopefully I'll hear from Ricky soon about a little thing we discussed. All right? Love you guys. Bye.
And when he means by little thing we discussed, we mean our hookup that we're going to have.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That's what I'm talking about. What?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I totally closed out iTunes here, so I can't remember how to spell this. Did you spell it?
Did I write it down?
I hope so.
It's...
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're basically... He was a little upset that he's been talking to him so long, and Drummer Sticks is in a band and everything, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, this other cute little bear... It comes up and along in our lives, and we decided to play a little bit of his music last couple mm-hmm. episodes, and Drummer Sticks was not too happy about
that. No, he
that.
Was not.
Well, you know what I have to say, Drummer Sticks, was this bear's gay and you're not.
Right.
I'm kidding,
Drummer. And we treat... Sticks. No, we're not kidding.
I am.
We treat the gay bears better than the straight bears. And he's not really even a bear. I don't think so. He's like a...
I'm a bear.
Which, it's really weird that he's younger than me, because,
well, like, he's so cute, and I'm like, you're so old.
Oh, is Nicole here?
Well, you call me fat in your face.
Even though I'm totally against, like, dating someone that's, like, below age 28 or whatever.
Below zero.
Right. If he were gay... And with the personality that he has, and he's like a rocker.
He's a drummer, so you know totally. He doesn't like get all around and crazy.
Oh no, and he's STDs. Probably really good with his hands.
He handles sticks all the time.
He handles his sticks.
Drummer Sticks.
That's what I'm talking about.
You better open that mouth.
You better. Oh, I'm going to open that mouth.
Get your drum kicks on.
So we decided that we're going to play a little snippet of his band out of iTunes, and he gave us permission. So don't go there. I'm gonna play it a little bit before we get to the intro.
Play the first one.
Yeah, this is called Bartender, and the name of his group is Haven.
H A Y V.
No,
damn it.
H A I V Y N.
H A I V I Y N
is really the gay way of spelling Haven. H A V E N.
It's like Gavin.
That's like spelling Ricky R Y C K I, which would totally be awesome. I think.
Or it's pronouncing Leroy as Leroy.
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 All right, so here we go. Here's a little snippet. We'll play 20-30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, it only lets you play 30 seconds.
Sweet.
Okay, well, that's what we did. So if you guys like his band, you should go to iTunes and buy their album, because it's there.
It's awesome.
It's there.
It's there.
And
I
if you,
dig it. Yeah. I definitely dig it. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that it's I remind me of when I used to listen to in high school. Very much a garage, like, hard mm-hmm. and raw.
Good job.
And that's and talking stuff. And also about Ricky's bedroom. Hard and raw in high school.
Rude. I didn't do that in the bedroom in high school. I did it on the football field.
Under the bleachers.
But on them. Well, you did it in the corn
Shut
fields.
Up. Maybe.
Look, Montana.
What a big old advertisement.
That is for Montana, gateway to Yellowstone. Yeah, that shit's going to blow up when Yellowstone decides that it's going to go. It's ready.
Old faithful.
I saw that on the Discovery Channel.
Yep.
We're at 31?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. We got anything else to talk about?
No. Well.
That's our list. Friday, we're going to go see Insidious.
Holla.
Holla. What? It's going to be a scary movie.
Yeah.
Up on this motherfucker.
motherfucker.
Which we need to talk about the times and everything. I need to get with George to see when he can meet us up and all that good stuff.
Cool.
So I guess that's the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
So remember the contest for the intro.
Yep.
That would be awesome. Or you can make a phone call song too.
Yeah. 20 to 30 seconds.
Uh huh. 20 to 30 seconds. And if you win, you get to see who James LeRoy is, and you get your intro played for 6 months straight on our show.
What?
If you come in second and third, well, you're losers, so you only get 3 months alternating.
Every other. So technically like a month and a half.
Yeah, pretty much, because you're losers.
Losers.
And if that offends you, let us know, and we'll probably just still call you a loser.
Yeah. Because that's what you are.
Because really first, like Ricky Bobby says, if you ain't first, you're last.
What?
All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685 like Drummer Sticks did. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or email me at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys.
Or me at jamesleroyfm.
And you can follow our Facebook fan page.
Oh, you almost had it. Facebook fan page.
Never get that shit right.
Oh.
Retardies.
Or you can follow us and check us out on foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm. You sure can do that. And is that it?
That's it.
Until next week.
Until next week.
All right, people. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Episode 345. We're out here.
Peace.
Bye.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a